تنزيل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم إنا أنزل Your next homework is also focused on Abd إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فعبد الله مخلصا له الدين Okay فعبد One of the characteristics here I mean that Zumar Surah focusing on or focuses on what? Purified obedience. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهِ how? مُخْلِسًا لَهُ الدِّينِ So, characterization somehow. So, in this surah we can follow up to find the obedient, the purified obedient person in the first step. أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ No. We also can define Deen Khalis. We say that purified program, you say?
Religion.
What is purified religion? No, define it by the verse. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ Okay. We want to define Deen Khalis. No. It talks about وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا Exactly. It used the relative clause to define the person who are not purified. Yes, exactly contradict. We want to use contradiction to define Deen Khalis and also purified obedience. It states that وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا First, they, the impurified persons, they choose what? Guardians. ENS or ANS? Guardians, no. IANCE. Guardians, no. Guardians, it is guardians.
GUARDIANS.
Aulia. Guardian, not guidance, it is not guidance. But guardians also guides. Okay, suggest what?
Lord. This is the guardian to Mandune Aulia.
Protector, is not? You say Lord.
Yes. Like Lord is not like Lord.
Let's say Valley, Aulia. It is better.
Forbidden Imam. It is better than Bravo. This is an Arabic language.
Yes. They choose Aulia rather than God. Beside God. ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى for what من دونه because it's they state that we choose these أولياء but beside God to get close to Him. To get it states لَيُقَرَّبُنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى What do you mean by position?
I mean not physically, but their position is going to be higher.
You say to get close. No, it doesn't have any...
She's trying to translate.
No, Zulfa is the highest level of or. No, no, it doesn't have any component here. It states ليقربونا. It doesn't state in position, in morality, or other things. ليقربونا V. To get close, to get close, us to the God, to God. They choose awliya beside God, mediator, you say?
Meditator.
Mediator, I think. Mediator. Shafi or somehow vasite, you say? They are lawyers and disbelieving lives. Okay. What can you say about purified obedience? They have say controversy or اختلاف. They have controversy between them. They have controversy themselves. Okay. So, define for me the purified obedient people. First, then, only choose God as awliya, and then, they are honest. What is Dina Khalas? According to this definition. Okay. There is no controversy in deen. It is deen khalis. Because if it was not purified, you could find some commands in it that has contradiction with other commands. So you define deen khalis. Yes. Exactly. And also Dina Khales leads us to getting close. Okay. Verse 4. لو اراد الله ان يتخذ ولدا لاستفى مما يخلق ما يشاء سبحانه هو الله الواحد القهار. اهلا نه حلش میکنیم نگران نباش.
نه نمیدن دیگه.
خب بگین سوالتون حالا اگر سوالی نیست. خب میریم آیه بعدی پس شما بگین الان. لو اراد الله ان یتخذ ولدا لاستفى مما یخلق ما یشاء سبحانه هو الله الواحد القهار. Does it have any relation with the thing we were following to define? میس میس باقی اوکی. لو اراد الله ان يتخذ ولدا. If the God wanted to choose some, say ولد.
Child.
What? Intend. If Allah intended to take a son,
take a son.
يخلق ما يشاء. يخلق ما يشاء. سبحانه. He would choose one of the creatures. Subhanahu. It means that?
Exalted.
How do you write it? Exalted. A or H?
Exalted.
Exalted. Subhanahu. So what is tasbih? What was tasbih? Do you remember? Yes.
Purification,
tanzih or tahdis.
Absolute pure.
Okay. Yes, absolute pure. What is the relation between tasbih or subhanahu with this thing? No. So it's okay. Conclusion. Okay. We have the people who are impurified. They choose awliya beside God to get close to Him. They have controversy. They are disbelieving liars. The next verse state that okay, there is no walad or awliya for God, and if God wanted or intended to do this, He would create one. Okay, and subhanahu. So in an example, the next verse defines purification of God or the process of purification, which is tasbih. Exalt. You were right first. There is no you. Exalt. So one of the main things that can make impurity is assuming, let's say, valad for God. What is exactly the meaning of son or child, you say? How can we take walad for God?
How can we be an heir for God? From what He
creates. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And? In our actions. Please explain it in our actions.
We cannot be one.
We want to take valad for God. How can we do it?
So from what He has created.
Yes, from the creations. How can we do it? In our actions. Please explain it.
We do it for God.
No.
We believe some levels from each God.
We believe some levels to each God. Talk about child or son first.
Okay.
Talk about child. No, child. What is?
Child.
You have parents.
The dearest one for his parents.
Child. First talk about this and then say, okay, When we take born. Child, what? Okay, who is born? Okay, born. We have Tawhid Surah, Lam Yalid Valam Yulad. The child has similarities to parents. Child. Yes, inherit or it is the heir. Then similarities to parents, and then it can be independent.
And then, when we are talking about child and parents, one day the parents are going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this is here. Oh, this is for about human, but we are talking about people. Okay.
Yes, we are talking first about human, and then. No. First about humans, parents and children. Okay. Now move on to God. When you take child for God, you mean that something exists that is independent from God. The first assumption. The second assumption. I can find something which is similar to God that can be put beside Him.
Can be another thing. Sorry for interruption. Dependent on their child. God is not Samad.
Okay. Maybe the
weaker.
And what do we say, Kat, about this? What can you say about inheriting? Or?
Means that it's going to be like
in another
king,
okay.
So I wanted to add, if consider a sample and God, so in this way, to lead the other question.
At the end of the verse, we have Al.
Yes, Wahid al Ahar means this is the only one. And let's imagine that we have parents, we have child. These are independent from each other. And then parents make command in a manner and child another command. And these may be in contrast. And then what happens? Controversy. So, taking child or taking son for Allah actually means assuming independency, assuming similarity, and also inheritance and controversy between the commands. Let's say that God commands you to pray. Okay? One of the commands. But you are lazy. Say you're lazy. And your laziness commands you not to pray. Okay? This is exactly the contradiction. You pay attention to this and do the action according to your laziness. You have taken a son for God in this manner. I mean that taking son is not assuming only, okay, he is the son of God. In your action, you can show that God has a son or child by these definitions. A child is independent from parents. No. It gets independent in a process.
Because parents is something and child is something else. But here we say that all the creatures are not independent from God. Laziness commanded you not to pray. So, yes. Yes. Beside his commands, or you get to a doctor, the common example, you get to a doctor and you think that, okay, the doctor is the only one who can cure your disease. Yes. It means that you have thought about some independency.
Christianity
and also similarities. What happens?
No.
If you get a child, if you look at the child, you say, okay, parents are like this. But the child, you should keep in mind that child is child, not the parents. Let's say, okay, we want to know the God is Hakim. What do we get when you look at the persons around you that are Hakim? Some definition about Hakim is the person who does the things on some logical manner. But is it God?
No.
It is the creature of God, which is Hakim, but Hakim is something more than this. So there is no similarities. There is similarities, but parents are not like this. God is not like this. This is Subhana. If you assume similarities or equalities, you are taking son for the God. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق.
Okay.
It is not conclusion. It is defining the previous verse in other words somehow. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق. Defining who? الله الواحد القهار. By what? By its characteristics, the second type. So here you can also define Allah, Allah al-Wahid al-Qahhar. Who is he? خلق السماوات. No, we are continuing down the surah. We get to Allah, we can... Yes. At last, we can relate them to Allah. خَلَقَ سَمَوَاتَ بِالْحَقِّ. On truth. In truth. It means that all the things are in the right place, we can say. It can be what? It defines khal. You can create, but this creation is in truth. So it is the characteristic of khal.
يُكَفِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَفِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى أَلَا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفَّارُ.
Okay.
And after
it can be
possible.
It can be relation. Okay. Yes. Yes. We can't find the relation. Yes. Yes, it is characterization. You can see Allah Wahid Qahhar in His creation here. Let's pick the word ajal.
For who? No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it is iman. خلق السماوات والأرض. You believe that God has created all this.
You believe what it is something that God do within this kind of thing.
Oh, amal salih over there is focused on human only. إلا الذين آمنوا. Yes. They are half, yes.
I cannot
separate them.
Yes.
No, iman. There exists the half. It flows in different systems. In the creation is on half. When you look at the creation and believe it, that it has God, it is iman.
So if you want to put it in one of these,
yes, I put it in iman. Or also haq, you can say haq, you should advise others to this haq.
I thought that we have to understand it refers to the definition
No, not exactly, because you say iman is some receiving or some believing. Haq is amana istirahu well sukun ba tuma'nina la fi qibal al
amana huwa sukun ba tuma'nina la fi qibal al istirahu huwa sukun ma'a mutadabiyyat al qibal.
Exactly.
But
iman is practical. You have haq, which is constant, okay? And is reality or truth, okay? When you refer to haq and believe in it, you have iman, and you get constant. Before referring to half, you are unsteady, unstable. After referring, because it is constant, you get constant.
You get constant, but referring to half.
Yes. Is good. But she used the components of the words. I explained by the components, but in general you can say that every verse defines a truth, which is haq. When you believe in them, you acquire iman. This is, and when you do actions according to it, you does amal salih. And when you continue your actions according to it, you have sad. Vasaya, when you advise others also to the truth you have found and continued your action of advising, this is tawassul. I want to talk about ajal. كل يجري لأجل مسمى.
What is ajal?
Limited time.
Yes, ajal, limited time or what? Limited time, deadline, you say. A specified term. Due time. Okay, what is the possible relations? I want to add this word to my definition. Layla Nahar. In the same verse we have Yukavveru Layl ala Nahar and Yukavveru Nahar ala Layl. They all Nahar and Layl both have limited time of appearance. They change to each other.
And they are creatures.
And they are creatures, yes.
All
have
limited time.
So there is no balad.
Yes. Do not relate it to balad first.
No.
It says we have nahar, we have light. They have limited time. They change to each other.
Also, sakhara shams wal qamar. What is shams and qamar?
The moon and the sun. Shams makes nahar and qamar is the and appears in light. So, but again, Shams and Qamar has limited time of appearance. Okay? And all these are, this limited time is according to the truth, according to haq, according to truth or haq. This verse states this. Yes, these are samawat. Shams and Qamar are
in the sky,
and you are on the earth
and
sea. Okay, so they have limited time. These are the examples of limited time, and the time is according to some truth. This is what the verse fully states. Yes, continuity or changing to each other.
You can track continuity.
Fading.
You can vero.
Yes.
Okay.
Show the power of
faith. Oh. This is related to Aziz. You can vero related to Ghaffar.
Because Ghaffar, Ghaffaram means what? Fading some effects. This was Ghaffara.
And it says, Yukavveru Layl ala Nahar.
You have Nahar and the Layl is... Layl surrounds Nahar. Here. No, Sakhara. Sakhara means what? مسخر کردن تحت تسلط قرار دادن
dominating
and Aziz is the characteristic of God which implies dominancy
dominating
and not defeat. So in this verse we are talking about Allah Aziz Ghaffar. What is the relation between ajal and the previous things we mentioned?
Okay, I can understand regarding to Aziz. Okay, it shows that the dominancy of God, of God, it's the dominancy of God over all creation.
Exactly.
Okay? And then here when it's a kafar, immediately after the last kafar, I suppose that, okay, God is going to forgive you that you are going to make this kind of
life. It can be right too, but do not define kafar by forgiveness only. We state that kafar, kafara, is fading or resolving, they say, resolve the effect of something. Effect of something. It means that the blackboard is full of written expressions. When I erase them, I am Ghaffar. Because I am resolving or fading the effects on the blackboard. Not exactly changing to good. No, about wrong doings it is. But it is more general. Fading all effects. Fading the effects. The effect can be negative or positive. I mean that you do an action, okay? This action resolves or changes your blessings. Okay? Changes your blessing. This is exactly ghafara. But in the negative way. But in positive way, you do something, you take the forgiveness of God, and the effect, the negative effects are faded. Okay. This is the relation between, one relation between ajal and the previous verses. She stated that there is a limited time for a person, and sooner or later, he should purify his religion or his obedience. Okay?
Again, I'm going to insist on my words. I said that when we are going to have this verse immediately after the previous one, I suppose that Ghaffar here it means this one. It means instead of saying, okay, if you are going to repent for what is the wrongdoing that you have,
okay.
Okay, you remember that.
What can you all add to the previous ones in defining abd or dina khalis or Allah? These were the definitions of Allah. Allah al-Wahid al-Ghaffar, and was created all the things in limited time. What can you say about limited time? Limited time. Okay. But you can say that you can add another characteristic to impurified persons. What is that characteristic? They think that they ever last forever. There is no end. But who is apt or purified, obedient? Aware about limited time. So
Okay.
Exactly. It tries to do more, and here you say we have a limited time here. Okay. It is God commands. God commands you. The God commands are in consistency with this limited time. It means that the commands want you to use your time at the best, in the best form. When you choose other, it means that use your time in the best form. So commands of Allah, because who did create all these things? And it was according to truth. So His commands are also according to truth and according to this limited time. If you get commands from different commanders, what happens? You confuse. And confusing results in exactly. متشاکسون exactly. By having different commanders, you confuse what to do, and the confusion results in losing your time. I think it is enough for... Yes, yes. This is enough. About your homework. We did the first part of your homework in the class, but the second part actually remains. The first question was that find different type of relation definition. Each one. Two. About Abdin Zomar Surah. Or any other words you want, you wish. This was the first part. We did it in brief. It means multiple by two. From each type. No, no. For each type, give two examples. أُولَيْكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْغَوْلِ فَيَتَبَعُونَ أَحْسَنًا. First type of definition. In defining ulul albab, and then no, any word you like, any word you like is better. You can choose ulul albab. Okay. Yes, exactly. You can choose rap as the verb, and then follow up to find the definition of rap in this surah. How is rap in this surah? Because we have rap in different surah. Yes. My second part is more important. I said more difficult. Yes. Refer to Sad Surah. Sun, yes. Focus on the verse Ella Ibadallah al Mukhlasin. No, this is permitted here as a homework. And find definition. Step 3, compare the definitions. It is here apt. Here choose apt because the second question is related to apt. Here we defined apt. Who was apt? The one who knows that he has a limited time. Only picks God as the creator and the commander, who is truthful and honest, and so on. Then you move on to Sad Surah. This verse is repeated in Sad Surah. Illa ibadallah al-mukhlasin. You find the definition for ibadallah al-mukhlasin. You can guess that the surah
does not directly define عباده الله المخلصين. Why? Because it states that إلا عباده الله المخلصين. It means that okay, some people are like this except عباده الله المخلصين by contradiction. So study the characteristic of those persons and then make it vice versa and state that who is عباد الله المخلصين. Because here we had فعبد الله مخلصا له الدين and we choose here عباد الله المخلصين. Then compare the definition, say that okay, Zumar Surah defines عباد الله المخلصين like this and Sa'd like that. As an example for Sa'd, let's go to Sa'd Surah. Okay. Contain this. Chapter 5. Yes, exactly. Yes. It is. No, it is in fourth book, and it is better to apply the methods on it. No, it is fourth. Yasin, it is in fourth. It is. For example, as the second part states, verse 80. Verse 80, Sa'd Surah. It is about the Satan. It says, قَالَ رَبَّ فَانْزِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. God, please give time to me till the judgment day. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزَرِينَ. Okay, I allow you till the judgment day, إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم. قال, the Satan says, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I would mislead all of them. And promises. Verse 83 states, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَسِينَ. Yes. So, in defining عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَسِينَ, we can say that They are not misleaded by the Satan. Yes, I know. And also in verse 49 it says هذا ذكر وإن للمتقين لحسن مآب لحسن مآب. The referring is good. The place that the shelter is the best. Husna ma'ab. Jannatu adlin mufattahatun anna hadha. These are in the definition of what? Ibad al mukhlasin muttaqin. It talks about muttaqin, but the surah is focusing on Ibadallah al-Mukhlasin. They have the same example, they share the same example, or they are unidirectional. Here, you use this type of definition to talk about Ibadallah al-Mukhlasin. Salawat.